Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 276 for Monday, February 22nd. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was higher on Monday after trading to both sides of unchanged earlier in the session. Canola was up by 60 cents to over $3, the most active May contract, up $3.30 at $473.80 per ton. Gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil did account for some of the spillover buying interest in canola, with a rally in crude oil pulling the vegetable oil markets up today. Solid end-user demand, coupled with a lack of significant farmer selling, was also supportive. However, strength in the Canadian dollar did help slow the advances in canola, as the currency was up by nearly half a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart, trading back above 73 cents. Spread activity was a feature, making up the majority of the activity. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were both higher, while wheat was mostly lower. Soybeans up 2 to 4 cents, the May contract up 3 at $8.84 per bushel. Speculative short covering was a feature once again in the soy market, as a rally in crude oil and gains in the equity markets had investors backing away from their short positions in the ag sector as well. Reports that heavy rainfall in Argentina over the weekend would damage some crops there contributed to the gains. However, the expectations for large crops out of South America overall did remain a bearish influence in the background. For corn, prices were up 2 to 4 cents, the May contract up 3 at $3.72 per bushel. The rally in crude oil, which was up by nearly $2 a barrel, was supportive for corn given the grain's connection to ethanol production. News the U.S. had sold 100,000 tons of corn to Colombia contributed to the gains. In addition, the latest commitment of traders report showed fund traders were holding larger than expected short positions, and that's causing some investors to now cover those bets. However, the softer tone in wheat did put some spillover pressure on corn. Wheat was up a penny to down 3 cents. Most contracts lower, the May contract in Chicago down 3 at $4.64 per bushel. Ample world supplies and a lack of significant export demand remained the major bearish factors overhanging the U.S. wheat market, but concerns that unseasonably warm temperatures in the southern U.S. could cause some damage to winter wheat if cold temperatures return were supportive. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, February 22nd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.